And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in. That is me, Mr. Matt Santos, on Talk of the Town, on KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities. We've got a lot to talk about today with our guest, our town mayor, Mr. Daryl Croft, in studio with me. We've got a few things to go over, including his most recent meet and greet with the public, the coffee with the mayor that took place last week. We'll be talking about that, trash, roads, money, and everything else that's happening in the town limits at Chino Valley here on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, right after these messages.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Sesko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. AutoOwners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
January's chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at BBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
That is me. Thanks for tuning in. We are here for the hour from 4 to 5 with Chino Valley Mayor Mr. Daryl Croft here on KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities. As always, we are here representing the town of Chino Valley. You can find out information of what's going on up there at chinoaz.net. One of the things we like to encourage folks is to attend Our council meetings, they happen the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, right there at 202 North Highway 89 in Chino Valley, directly across from Chino Valley High School. Those meetings, of course, are open to the public. The minutes of past meetings and agendas of future ones are posted right there at chinoaz.net. And also, you can follow us on Facebook. Just search for Town of Chino Valley AZ. And also on Twitter and Instagram. Both of those are at CVAZTown. We are also here for the Chamber of Commerce. Now, Arlene Allen, the director over there at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, is here in this seat every Monday from 4 to 5. I fill in for her the third Monday of every month. And information on the Town of Chino Valley's Chamber of Commerce is available at chinovalley.org. They've got a couple of things coming up that are of interest to a lot of folks. Some hometown kudos going out for Alexa Scholl, the newest council member for the city of Prescott. She will be the featured speaker at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Women in Business Breakfast. That is Alexa Scholl. Now, if you don't know her personally, her father, John Scholl, is our Chino Valley School District Superintendent. Now, that breakfast featuring Alexa, again, one of the newest members of the Prescott Council, City Council, will be January 30th. Now, again, that is the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce Women in Business Breakfast with Alexa Scholl, January 30th, starting at 7:30 a.m. That breakfast will take place at the CAFMA Fire Station. That's the on Road 3 there, just west of the Public Works Building in Chino Valley, the Chino Valley Court and Memorial Park, all that. That is 1133 West Road 3 North at 7:30. On January 30th, Alexa will be giving a little presentation, talking about her run and what her goals are with the town, with the city of Prescott. Again, that is the Women in Business Breakfast with Alexa Scholl, brought to you by the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. Get a hold of the chamber for information on tickets and attending and pricing and all that good stuff. ChinoValley.org is where you can find out that information. And one thing we do want to announce to the community, our Yavapai Regional Transit, beginning January 2nd, they have a very extensive bus service all through our whole area, including Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, and Prescott. Bus service running all through the area to local shopping areas, medical buildings, and other places of interest that run all day. They are offering, as of January 2nd, free transportation to any veterans out there. So you have to show ID, of course. There are some stipulations on what ID they'll accept. But again, that's free rides for veterans. And for details on that and what you need to show and their routes, contact Sandy over at the transit manager at 928-458-5885. Again, get a hold of Sandy, the transit manager, 928-458-5885, to find out how you or veterans that you know can ride for free. Now, one of our local veterans who's in studio here with me is our esteemed mayor, Mr. Daryl Croft. Daryl, thank you so much for taking time to come and join us today.
Thank you for inviting me. I look forward to coming and speaking with you. It's always fun and interesting, and you never know what's going to happen.
That's why a lot of people don't think it's fun or interesting, because they're never sure. I am famous for not doing my homework, so let's see what we can throw at you and see if we can't get you to jump through some hoops for us.
I do that very well.
Now, have you ridden the bus rides?
I was one of the original folks that started the program long ago.
Give me a little background on the Yavapai Regional Transit, your involvement with them. And of course, the Romleys have been spearheading that with a great team as well. How did that start up?
the town had two buses, and they were used by the senior center, and myself and a gentleman who no longer lives here, Mike Toby, we started driving some female ladies at the senior center shopping. So a couple of days a week, we drive them down to the shopping centers and let them shop for a while, and then take them back and back to the center or back to the house. That's how it starts.
So based out of the Chino Valley Senior Center, and as it started growing into what we now know as the Yavapai Regional Transit Service, it started as the Chino Valley bus service, correct?
It did. It was taken over by the Romleys.
Yeah.
And they actually developed it into what it is now. And we actually eventually gave them the buses that we had to continue with it.
Yeah.
It started out all volunteer, and now it's volunteer, plus they pay the drivers and expand it. So they've really built it up into a great system.
They have expanded it out to include more buses, more extended lines. Now, I did some promo work for them. Well, actually, before that, when I was with local media, we did a story on the service as it was gaining traction, and then I've gone out and done the ride with them a couple of times. I was very, very impressed, not just on the routes and the extended service that they offer, but the comfort and cleanliness of the buses, the interaction with the drivers and the other passengers. I had a ball going out there. We did some routes, and didn't do my homework. But if I remember correctly, it's like $1 to ride for the general public. It's very inexpensive.
It's
way cheaper than gas, put it that way.
There's no way. There's no question.
And again,
there are a lot of citizens out in Chino Valley and those areas that can't drive, that use the bus system.
Well, and not only the ones that can't, but it's great to be able to, if you've got to run into Prescott or Prescott Valley from either Chino or wherever you happen to pick it up at, and it goes right there towards the courthouse square and a lot of shopping areas, the hospital and things, it's great to be able to sit back, leave the driving to somebody else, and read the paper, listen to some music through your headphones, just relax, look out the window, see some great scenery, and not have to worry about driving for literally what you can find in your ashtray or in your coin holder in your car. It's a great service, and currently, as we had said, as of January 2nd, free for any veterans. I encourage anybody out there, go out, jump on that bus, take a little tour of it and see where it goes and how easy it is to get around.
And if you haven't been around Chino Valley, get on the bus and drive around.
Yeah.
You get to see some of the places in Chino Valley you probably don't normally see.
Yeah, and one of the real perks that we were able to take advantage of this summer was through various grant money and different funding, the Yavapai Regional Transit provided bus service to and from Paulden in the summertime, bringing a bunch of kids on a regular basis to the Chino Valley Aquatic Center, kids who normally wouldn't be able to travel in for various reasons, parents not available to drive them in, cars not running, things like that. And just the convenience of offering them not just the service out there, but also picking up their entry to the Aquatic Center.
Yeah, the town helped them this year and last year by putting in some money. And Vice Mayor Mike Best, he drove a lot of the kids back and forth. He really enjoyed.
Yep, I'd see him out there dropping off the kids, and in talking with some of the families I know from the Paulden area, talking with some of the kids while I was out there doing some work at the pool, some promo work at the pool, to have that opportunity to come out, spend their afternoons at the pool was a real, real boon to our local kids here in Chino Valley, but also those kids out in Paulden. They took advantage of it. They were extremely, I mean, in talking to Vice Mayor Best, the way the kids and the families treated each other on the bus service, he was very impressed on the level of maturity for these kids and the politeness and the manners that they showed. So it shows that they really appreciated the opportunity to get into Chino Valley and spend their afternoons.
It's a great program, and that pool is for the kids. So
now, that really stressed, again, the interaction with the Paulden families, the way that the bus lines really connect the local communities in a way that hasn't been happening before, really shows the necessity for the town of Chino Valley, our town leaders, the council, your cohorts on the council, you as mayor, our town leadership, department heads and things, to really reach out through the communities, the neighboring communities, because the idea that Chino Valley or Prescott Valley is a standalone island of a community really is false thinking.
Well, this is a region. It's region. We have, in fact, every month, all the mayors and town managers meet from Prescott, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Humboldt, and Chino, so we can interact and interface with what's going on. It's a regional effort.
And the decisions that you and council and town leadership makes at our council meetings, while the concentration and the priorities are to take care of those living within our town limits, those registered voters and those families and those individuals living within the town, the decisions you guys make really do extend out to the surrounding areas. We saw a good indication of that last week when we had our coffee with the mayor and the manager meeting. What was your takeaway on there?
I was surprised that a considerable number of citizens that came in to talk to the mayor and town manager were from outside of the town limits.
Yeah, the vast majority were town citizens, but we had quite a few visiting and very vocal in their suggestions and their opinions, which was greatly appreciated, living out in county, living in Paulden, some from up in Williamson Valley area.
They spend their money here in town.
Yeah.
So they're our citizens too.
Now, we had, at any given point, we had, 20 plus up to, I think, the headcount was about 40 at the maximum there. Over at Overflow Coffee last Wednesday morning, we had, again, our coffee with the mayor and town manager, Ms. Cecilia Gritman, who was there as well, to give a little update. We're going to talk a little bit more about that meeting and future meetings that we will be holding similar to that, little open forums for the community to meet and greet with our town leadership when we return. Turn on KQ&A's Talk of the Town after these messages.
Join the Great Cliff Castle Casino Jeep Adventure all this month and win a share of over $50,000 cash in prizes. Hourly grand prize qualifier drawings on Tuesdays and Sundays starting at 6 p.m. Win a share of $2,400 cash in prizes with $1,000 cash at 10 p.m. Miss the qualifiers? On January 27th, five lucky winners will also qualify to win a new Jeep Compass from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, along with cash prizes. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Findlay Subaru Prescott believes the health of a community depends on being involved.
So we're one of the largest supporters of local nonprofit organizations, schools, and charities in Yavapai County.
It's a new year. How about a resolution you'll love to keep?
Come see the newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback.
With over 108 cubic feet of passenger space.
Take the keys to a Subaru Outback Premium for $296 a month for 36 months.
The 2018 Subaru Forester gives you outstanding versatility and affordability.
With a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty for only $249 a month for 36 months.
Or take advantage of as low as 0% for 63 months.
Both Outback and Forester give you road-gripping standard Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive.
Up to 32 highway miles per gallon.
And our 2017 IIHS top safety picks.
Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com, doing our part to make the world a better place.
Financing for well-qualified applicants plus tax title license at $495 dock fee. Forester premium lease with $2,400 due at signing.
Outback $3,000 due at signing. Offer expires 1/31/2018.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card. For every $100 gift card you buy, now through January 31st, stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Again, we are at the Talk of the Quad Cities KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM for the surrounding areas. And as always, on the worldwide internet, KQNA.com is where you can find archives of the shows as well as bios of some of our guests and information about all the programming here at KQNA. I am Matt Santos here on behalf of the town of Chino Valley as well as the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Now, one of the activities and one of the goals of the chamber is to really involve the community and not just the business community, but the community as a whole and interacting with the other local communities. One of the ways they do that is by putting on some great programs, including the Chino Valley Health and Wellness Expo, which is happening January 19th at Heritage Middle School. The address is 1076 North Road 1 West. Again, that is January 19th, the Chino Valley Health and Wellness Expo, running from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is an opportunity for the entire community to come out and see some of the health and wellness providers out here, not just the local doctors and healthcare professionals, but also different organizations and sponsors who promote wellness and health of all types. They'll be doing vision screens, health screens, advanced wound care, vein clinic, family birthing centers. So much going on, not just preventative medicine, but also treatment and different options of how you and your family can get and stay healthy. So again, the Chino Valley Health and Wellness Expo, January 19th at Heritage Middle School, right there on Road 1 West. The address is 1076 North Road 1 West, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you have questions or would like to register online at chinovalley.org, or email the director herself, Miss Arlene Allen, at director at chinovalley.org, or go old-fashioned and pick up the phone, 928-636-2493. Again, the Chino Valley Health and Wellness Expo on the 19th. Now, before the break, we were talking a little bit with our guest in studio, Mr. Daryl Croft, the fine mayor of Chino Valley, Arizona. Now, I keep forgetting, am I supposed to call you Your Highness, Your Honor, Mr. Mayor?
I've been called a lot of things. Take your pick.
That was your predecessor, yeah. His Highness. No, yeah. No, just kidding. We are here. We are talking about the meet and greet that was put on by the town of Chino Valley over at Overflow Coffee, right there on the highway in Chino Valley. That was last Wednesday, 8 o'clock in the morning we started. We ran about an hour, hour and a half out there. The purpose of that was to allow the public to come in at a relaxed atmosphere. We provided along with Overflow Coffee some nice refreshments in the form of course coffee, which they're known for, some donuts and some little snacks there. But that's not the only time the public has a chance to interact with you. We've got the call to the public, which I'm sure is your favorite portion of every
meeting.
That's
my favorite portion of the town council meeting, but we have that opportunity for the citizens to come up and explain anything that they want to explain, ask questions, and then we'll have an opportunity to bring the answer back at the following meeting.
Yeah. Now, as an observer at those meetings, I'm there at pretty much every meeting covering some things for the town as far as social media and things on our Facebook page and Twitter page. But it is a formal meeting. You, as the mayor, you're directing that meeting.
Yes.
There's formalized procedures as far as who can address, when people can address, how you can respond. You read off some of those restrictions for following the rules of order, but for the call to the public portion, what are some of the things that that can and can't be discussed?
We don't allow our employees or council members to be criticized.
Yeah.
I will stop that. You're allowed to have 3 minutes to explain your issue or your problem.
And one of the biggies...
If it deals with some issues, like religion or anything like that, we tend to not allow that. This is a business meeting, not a social event.
Yeah.
So,
and one of the restrictions that a lot of people don't, or two actually that come to mind that a lot of people don't necessarily research or understand unless they attend the meetings quite a bit, is if there is an item on the agenda already, that cannot be brought up at call to the public. That's
correct.
To the public has to be a non-agenda item. And the other thing is sometimes people come in presenting either a question or an inquiry or a comment, and they want a response right then and there.
Yeah.
Now, you're required, as the body up there, the mayor and council, to either direct staff to look into the matter and follow up on it or to respond to it at a future meeting.
Yes, we don't respond at that time, and sometimes we have four or five people come up, and we're going to spend that time. And sometimes you don't have the answer. We generally pass it off to staff to give us a response, and we will deal with it at the next meeting.
So the goal is, in call to the public, you can bring up anybody can come up and bring up any item that is not on the agenda. They have 3 minutes to do so, and that gives you, as directing the meeting, as the mayor and the council and the staff that's in attendance, the time to research and get these
yes.
members of the public accurate and timely information.
That's right. Nothing off the cuff. This is it's time to do research. We'll have our staff research and come back, so we'll have an answer at the next meeting.
Again, to make sure that the public gets accurate information. If you want to get a rumor or an opinion, you can get those up and down the highway all day long. This is if it's being directed at town officials, at town leadership about a town issue. We want to make sure that the person asking is getting accurate information. That's key.
Well, we have another way to get that. It's called Citizens Academy. We'll talk about that.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Now, the meetings which take place the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, those council meetings with other committee, commission, and board meetings and things like the planning and zoning committee, things like that. They happen periodically throughout. Again, all those meetings, including the council meetings, agendas are posted at chinoaz.net. But those meetings are videotaped. They're filmed to run live on cable access.
Some aren't. They're
the
recorded.
Meeting. Yeah, the
council meetings.
Meetings
are.
So it's a formal meeting.
It's a business meeting. It's actually a meeting between staff and the town council.
Yeah. And those meetings, like I said, they're formal meetings. They're being videoed for live broadcast on cable access. They're also put up on the town's YouTube channel, usually within about 24 hours. Now, that can be. Now, you run a very good meeting. They're informative to sit through, but it can be intimidating for some to stand up in front of a mic, in front of an audience, with the cameras going. There are some who are not comfortable talking in that format, in that kind of a forum. So this meeting that was set up last week, the coffee with the mayor and the manager, was a great opportunity for the public to come up in a very relaxed atmosphere at a local business and discuss what was on their mind.
Yeah, one of the issues, one of the problems we have, town council, we don't get enough feedback.
Yeah.
Communications in Chino Valley is, unless you have a personal issue, we really, you know, roads and streets, the general things that the council deals with, we don't get enough feedback.
Yeah.
So this is one of the efforts to open that communications, get greater community involvement, and have people not be unafraid to come in and sit down and talk to a council member. Hey, I'm a mayor, but I'm like everybody else. You know?
Now, what were some of the topics that were brought up? at the last cut. Now again, this was the very first one we did. It's been in the planning for a while. Future meetings, the goal is to do them maybe once a month. Some will be in the evening, some will be in the afternoon, some will be in the morning, different locations. That'll kind of be dictated by the topics coming up. But this was kind of the, let's put our toe in the water and feel what's out there. What were some of the topics that were brought up?
Roads and streets was probably the biggest issue. With that, trash trucks. Evidently, people are concerned that there are so many trash trucks running down through the town, the noise. Plus, it's really tearing up our roads. Yeah. We have a heck of a time maintaining the roads with all the different trash trucks. That was a big issue. And it was pretty broad. There's a lot of different questions. But I really think those are the main two things that we discuss. And the next meeting, we're going to have our Public Works Director, Town Engineer, come in, and this is the guy with the answers. So
Frank Marbury will be in there.
Frank Marbury will be there, and we'll probably have our Development Services.
Gotcha. Now, one of the things that was mentioned was the trash trucks. Yeah. We are in an area where in a lot of municipalities, they will either have a city town ran department for waste management, or they'll contract with one provider or the other. Some homeowners associations will do the same. Obviously, in some closed communities, apartment complexes and things like that, they'll have their own things set up. In this area, now we don't want to give out those free commercials right here, but without mentioning the names, we have probably half a dozen or so local as well as some national larger chains handling trash pickup.
Yes.
For warranted or not, for many years, Chino Valley had a reputation as not being as business friendly as some people would like. What are some of the concerns? If some of the suggestions that we got at that last Wednesday's meet and greet were, why doesn't Chino just use one? Why don't they pick one provider?
Well, these are businesses that you have to deal with. Sitting down and say you're the provider, the only one that can come in, is not something that the town council wants to do.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest is you and your neighborhood get out and select one person to come in and pick up your waste so you don't have three or four of them coming down your street. Eventually, we will have to get into the business of doing that as we grow. So the town probably won't, but we'll have to do districts or something to make
sure. A bid process or something along those lines.
Just take sure that we don't have all these trash trucks driving down the road. But it'd be nice if the citizens would get involved in stuff. Your neighborhood, what do you have? I live in an HOA. So I have one company that comes in and does ours.
Well, I don't. I live in a neighborhood. I live at the end of a road at a dead end, a little cul-de-sac. And my pickup is every Friday morning. The gentleman who lives next door to me, his pickup is Tuesday morning. There's a Wednesday pickup down the road. So our little 15-home street has, to my knowledge, three separate pickup days. It may be even more. I'm not sure. And one of the suggestions that was brought up, or one of the concerns, excuse me, that was brought up last Wednesday was, why don't we just have one day to pick up? So, and that was kind of what was running through my mind as people were asking this, is what you just echoed, is there's nothing saying the street, you and your neighbors can't get together and say, hey, look, we've got five trucks coming down every, you know, Monday through Friday, or three, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever it happens to be. They're tearing up our roads. We're not seeing the repairs done in the time frame we would like, and that's a whole nother matter we'll get into after the break. But there's nothing saying that you can't get with your neighbors and say, hey, let's all pick vendor A as a street and have just one day when they come by.
The town doesn't care.
Yeah.
But if you look out and drive down your road, and if you see the edge of the road coming apart, that's because your trash trucks
that's
are
why.
Driving off the edge of the road and tearing it up.
Yeah.
So
Now, about our roads, we obviously are in a rural area. We do have a lot of dirt roads, but the roads that we do have that are either chip seal or asphalt are deteriorating. What's the big fix? How do we get those fixed? What does it boil down to?
Well, the town is not. The town receives the money from the state through gasoline tax, comes in what's called HERF funds. And these are highway user funds. And they've been reduced every year, every year, every year to the state. Now the town, it gets about $800,000, which is not any near enough to pay for it.
Yeah.
So what we're looking, somewhere along the line, if the citizens are going to have to decide that they want the roads fixed, they're going to have to pay for them.
So it comes down to the roads that are out in front of our houses are maintained and paid for by taxes. We'll look at a couple of those options when we come back after these words from our sponsors with our mayor, Mr. Daryl Croft.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Mojave State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the San Jose Sharks live Tuesday night at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Yes! January's chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week, as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties. Enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Happy New Year, Cottonwood! Travis Reed here from Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. To kick off the new year, I'm ready to play Let's Make Some Deals! If you can answer the next three questions correctly, you could be driving a brand new car! Okay, question number one. How much will I discount every remaining 2017 Ram pickup truck this month during the Start Something New sales event? If you said 20% off MSRP on all in-stock Ram pickup trucks, then you're on your way to driving a nice new car today! Question number two. Which new vehicles at Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram will be $7,034 off window sticker all month long. That's right. This month, all Jeep Cherokees will be $7,034 off sticker price. And the final question, who qualifies for all these discounts, rebates, and incentives? If you said everybody qualifies for these huge savings, then you've just answered all three questions correctly. And you're only one step away from driving the New Year's ride you deserve. The final step is to hurry, because I can only make these deals for the first 57 people or until the end of the month, whichever comes first. We're Oxnell Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're a dealer for you. Visit our showroom in Cottonwood this weekend or see all the deals at MattSaysYes.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, that is me. Thanks for tuning in to KQNA's Talk of the Town. We are here with Chino Valley Mayor, Mr. Daryl Croft. Now, before the break, we were talking about a recent meet and greet with the public, our coffee with the mayor and the manager. That took place last week at Overflow Coffee and will be repeated. The goal here is to have maybe one a month to start out with, and it will rotate around sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evenings, where the public will get a chance to interact in a casual manner with local officials and town leaders, different department heads. Now, at the most recent one the mayor was bringing out, one of the main concerns was people's questions and comments about the roads in Chino Valley. We have many, many miles of roads to maintain, and we don't have the money to do so. You had mentioned, Mr. Mayor, that we get that money through the HERF funds.
We do, and that's an allotment from the state. Comes from a majority of that right now goes to ADOT. It comes from ADOT. A lot of that's going into DPS right now.
What it boils down to is what fixes our roads is tax money.
It's tax money.
Through various forms. So with the HERF funds, through the gasoline tax, different taxes that you pay, that we as citizens pay, goes to maintain our roads.
The road tax or the gas tax has not had an increase since 1975.
Now, the roads definitely have increased.
Roads have increased. The other issue is we have a lot of car vehicles now that are get a lot of mileage out of their car and pay very little taxes. So that's being reduced, plus I can tell you right now, the state is on a very tight budget this year. So the small towns like Chino Valley we'll probably get some reduced funding from them.
So what it boils down to is if we want to maintain, repair, or even pave some of those dirt roads, it's going to need more money coming in from different areas. Now, our tax base is already stretched very thin. The dollars that the town of Chino Valley, actually any community gets, whether it be Chino Valley or, you know, Anthem or Prescott Valley or wherever else, the money that comes in needs to be spent in different ways. The amount of spending is growing. The amount of money coming in isn't necessarily increasing.
Well, and the town of Chino Valley does not have a property tax.
Yeah.
So we rely on sales tax. And if the economy is good, sales tax are up, then the town does very well. If the economy collapses, and it's cyclical, so
yeah,
you have to prepare for that, then the town is doesn't do so well. And we have to cut people, cut funds, cut different things.
And really pick and choose which road
really
gets fixed.
And generally, it's those that are most heavily traveled.
You
have to keep those arteries open. And those that are less traveled and those that are not paved generally don't get fixed with the amount of money we have. So somewhere down the line, the citizens need to decide if they really want their roads fixed and how much they're willing to pay for it.
Yeah, and whether or not new taxes will be imposed to do so. Now, again, talking about taxes, there's only so much money to go around. The Yavapai County Supervisors District 4, which we are represented locally by Supervisor Craig Brown, who's a regular attendee at our second and fourth Tuesday council meetings, he has sent out a mailer and a media distribution regarding the new jail tax renewal. Now, there are some informational meetings being set up. Let me give you a couple here right now. We don't have the time to go through all of them, but they are listed at chinoaz.net on that news feed. I'll give you a couple here. 1021 West Butterfield Road, the Chino Valley Senior Center on that already took place. Excuse me. The Oath Keepers at 1524 North Highway 89, 2 p.m. That took place already. He's ran through a bunch of these already.
He does, yeah. See, I think he has one at Town Council.
I didn't do my homework. That's the problem.
I think there's one at Town Council.
How about
Council.
This? You are right. Town of Chino Valley Council meeting January 23rd at 6 p.m. Craig Brown will be doing a presentation there. Also, February 1st, Rodeo Drive in Prescott at 8 a.m. Those are the two coming up. February 1st at 7 p.m. at the Paco meeting on Marblehead in Paulden. Again, chinoaz.net. You can see that news flash feed with a listing of all these meetings, including the Town of Chino Valley Council meeting, January 23rd at 6 p.m. Give me your thoughts on that jail tax.
Why is the mayor of Chino Valley interested in the jail tax? Because we have a magistrate and we have a magistrate court in town, but we do not have a jail. And the county actually takes care and jails all municipalities in this area. So if we have a traffic accident and somebody's a DUI, our officers have to take that person down to the county jail locally, and they're transported over to the main jail over on the Verde side.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't house any prisoners here in Chino Valley. If that tax goes away, that percentage, about 30% of that budget, then the municipalities are going to have to make up that difference. Either they're going to have to establish their own jail, which is a multi-million dollar issue,
yeah,
or they're going to have to make up that difference out of their budget. So one way or another, our citizens are going to pay for it.
So what it really boils down to is, if you are concerned, which I can't imagine anybody not being concerned, how your tax dollars are spent, show up at these meetings. Again, I apologize. The next one locally will be January 23rd at the council meeting, 6 p.m., 202 North Highway 89. There will also be one on the 17th this week up in Ash Fork. The Paco meeting the first week of February, and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce on February 14th at 11:30 a.m. At 2235 South Highway 89 in Chino Valley. Supervisor Craig Brown will be talking about that tax, what it means to the taxpayers, what it means to the community. You can also check out a website that was set up for this, yavapaijail.com. for more information. But one of the ways that the citizens, anybody who's interested, can really get involved in not just how tax dollars are spent, but how things are done in our community, is by our Citizens Academy that you, Mr. Mayor, have been deeply involved with for a while. Give us a little background about that Citizens Academy.
Citizens Academy has been around for 5 or 6 years, 7 years, maybe longer. Essentially, what it is a couple of times a year, the council puts on a Citizen Academy. Essentially, what we do is we bring in all our staff members from all the departments of the town. They explain what they do, what their budget is. We're the finance director. We have roads and streets folks. We have the town manager. Then we have all the educational institutions come in.
Uh-huh.
The superintendent of schools comes in and talks about his budget and things they're doing at the school. We have service clubs that come in. One of the best sessions is the first one. We have a historian come in from the historical side and goes all the way back to early times with Chino, how it was established, who lived here.
Really the roots of the community.
The roots of the community. If you want to... If you do nothing else, come into that first one. It's really interesting.
Now,
it's free.
Yeah, that's key. It's free to attend, free to participate. The very first one of an 8-week course is March 1st, 2018. They take place at Town Hall, 202 North Highway 89, 6 o'clock to about 8-ish, runs for a couple hours.
Yeah. On Thursday evening.
Thursday evenings. For 8 weeks, now I'm going to read this directly off the notice at chinovalley.org from the Chamber's website. Beginning Thursday, March 31st, it runs 8 Thursdays in a row.
March 1st.
What did I say?
31st.
I don't do my homework. March 1st, 2018, runs 8 weeks. You do not need to attend every class to graduate or benefit. You can pick and choose which ones you attend. Yep. There is no cost, and you can sign up at chinovalley.org. What are some of the things that you've heard from the public that have attended?
The myths about town. This is a big one. People come in and say, well, I always heard that you guys could do whatever you want to, spend all the money you can, didn't have any controls, can then sit in that room back there and make all the decisions you want. And that's not true. That's one of the most important things you'll get out of this.
So it really gives you an insider look at how the town runs, how decisions are made, and really can address some of that rumor mill that feeds so lively here in Chino Valley.
We have a lot of committees, and we'll talk about the committees, and you as citizens can become involved in town committees, town government.
There are current openings for some of those committees and commissions at ChinoAZ.net. There's some listed. Get a hold of the clerk's office, Ms. Jamie Lewis there. And don't forget the 2018 Citizens Academy, March 1st, runs every Thursday for 8 weeks at 6 p.m. right there at Town Hall. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Contact the chamber or town office.
All right. Thank you so much for taking time with us. We'll be right back after these words for some closing thoughts.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
Augie's Restaurant is starting the new year the same way they finished the old year. A bonus $20 gift card for every $100 gift card you buy. Now through January 31st. Stock up for birthdays, anniversaries, and plain old gift giving. With every $100 gift card you buy, you get a bonus gift card of $20. What a delicious way to ring in the new year. Augie's bonus gift card ends January 31st. Augie's Frontier Village, the place to dine on Highway 69.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
When you
join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us here at KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities, for Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Edition. Remember, you can follow everything happening at KQNA at kqna.com. Everything at the Chino Valley Chamber, chinovalley.org, and with the town, including today's guest, Mr. Mayor Daryl Croft at chinoaz.net. Thanks for sitting in with us.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. I really enjoyed it. Get a chance to talk to folks.
All righty. Great. Thanks for coming in. And if you want to know what's happening between my ears, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at msantos_photo. And thank you, as always, to the lovely and talented Mr. Bill Monroe to make sure that you can hear us. We'll talk at you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.